Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Ephesians. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3.
Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Do you ever feel a disconnect between your beliefs and your behavior? In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he joins the two together. Paul shows how a deeper knowledge of Christ's blessings empowers Christians to flourish in their living. I think of the character Edmund from the Chronicles of Narnia. When he first enters the world of Narnia, he encounters the antagonist named the White Witch, and he feels slightly afraid in her presence. But he doesn't yet know that the witch is evil. He doesn't know she is intent on destroying all the goodness in Narnia. So Edmund gives her his loyalty and a guarantee to bring the witch his three siblings, all in exchange for some sweet treats and an empty promise to become a prince. As time goes on, Edmund's little sister, who has also entered the world of Narnia, lets him into what she's learned from her experience. She warns Edmund of an evil witch who claims to be the Queen of Narnia. This slightly worries Edmund, but he still doesn't fully understand the true nature of things. He returns to the Queen, hoping for more treats and the title of Prince. The White Witch, however, is furious. She wanted Edmund's three siblings so she could kill them and prevent them from fulfilling the prophecy of four humans becoming kings and queens to rule Narnia. The witch makes Edmund a prisoner, and he begins to see her true nature. She is violent and ruthless, full of hate and destroying anything in her path to power. Edmund comes to understand that there is a battle in Narnia between good and evil, and that the White Witch is the queen of evil, fighting against Aslan, the great lion who created and wants to restore Narnia from its corruption and decay. One night, Aslan sends his army to come and rescue Edmund from the queen's captivity. Aslan forgives Edmund and restores him to his siblings, making him a true prince of Narnia. But this forgiveness is not without a cost. Aslan slips away one night to sacrifice himself to the witch and her evil army. Edmund now fully understands the battle between good and evil. And grasping Aslan's great love, he dedicates himself to fighting the witch and her army. He's no longer immature and directed by his selfish and petty pursuits. He lives with love, loyalty, and purpose. Edmund's knowledge, his deeper understanding of what it means to be one of Aslan's, transforms his behavior. As Christians, we will never fully grasp the amazing realities of who God is and what it is to belong to Him. But we can spend a lifetime growing in this understanding. This knowledge is what Paul desires for his reader, because he knows it will transform their lives. Paul spends the first part of his letter deepening our understanding by unpacking the spiritual blessings we have in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, Paul begins. In Christ, Paul writes, believers receive belonging. We are chosen and adopted into God's family. Freedom. We are released from the punishment of our sin through Christ's death. New life. We are joined to Jesus so that He now lives through us. Inheritance. We are given a glorious existence with God that lasts for eternity. Purpose. We share in God's mission of restoring all of creation and of stepping into the good works God has prepared for us. And connection. We are joined with others in God's family. Paul intensely longs for the Ephesians to comprehend the greatness of their blessings in Christ. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, he says, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. Paul expresses his longing for them to know Christ's boundless and inexplicable love for them, that, as he says in Ephesians 3:19, they may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Paul then moves on to connect this knowledge to behavior. I implore you, Paul states in Ephesians 4:1, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. A deeper understanding of what we have in Christ compels Christians to live zealously for him. Paul urges his reader to take off their old ways and put on the new nature they have in God. He lays out what this looks like in the second portion of his letter. Our new nature in Christ means unity. We live in harmony with the body of Christ and use our gifts to serve others. Relational maturity. We cultivate peace and trade gossip for encouragement. Sexual purity. We exercise self-control and honor our bodies as gifts from God. Clear-headedness. We refuse to be controlled by the influence of alcohol so that we might be instead controlled by the presence of the Spirit. Humility. We love as God has loved us and elevate others above ourselves. This means husbands laying down your lives for your wives. Wives making space for your husbands to take responsibility. Employees working hard for your employers. Bosses treating your workers well. Children obeying your parents. And parents being gracious with your kids. And finally, spiritual protection. We fight against spiritual evil with the armor of prayer and God's word, protecting our unity and new humanity. In the ways we fall short, the answer is not more willpower. As Paul argues in Ephesians, it is grasping what we have in Christ that empowers us to live fully and faithfully to God. So take a moment now to echo Paul's prayer in Ephesians. Ask God to give you a deeper understanding of your blessings in him, that you might be empowered to live in response. I'll say a few words from this prayer in Ephesians and pause to give you a chance to reflect. God, enlighten me to the hope of your calling, to the riches of your inheritance, to the greatness of your power, and to the depth of your love, that I might live a life worthy of all I've been given. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for all the blessings he has given you in Christ.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.